Dear delegates, invited participants, dear Madam Chairman, I'm pleased to welcome you and all today on behalf of Ukraine. At the outset, let me thank the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations for its great effort and achievements in addressing hunger and malnutrition worldwide, as well as the promotion of agriculture and global food systems to achieve the sustainable development goals. I hope that Ukraine's cooperation with the Food and Agriculture Organizations of the United Nations will continue to deepen, covering new priorities. Ukraine, like the rest of the world, is committed to the development of sustainable food systems and to improving human nutrition and health, preserving biodiversity and ecosystems, and increasing international trade in agricultural products using territorial approaches. First of all, a great deal of work has been done over the past year to prepare for the opening of the land market in Ukraine. And a number of important draft laws have been adopted that will improve the functioning of financial markets and encourage further investments in and diversification of agriculture while protecting the rights of small owners. And small owners and small farmers are the key priority of our land market reform. And the full operation of land market will start in several weeks on the 1st of July 2021. And this is really completion of transition of Ukrainian agriculture from planned economy into economy based on full ownership of the land for small and big owners. Digital technologies such as e-land registries and e-services play a very important role in this process. The effects of accelerated climate change are leading to the allocation of agriculture as the primary focus of available resources. Sustainable agri-food production and the development of sustainable agriculture are our priorities. It should be noted that Ukraine has made significant progress in the implementation of national legislation to European standards on organic production, handling and labeling of organic products, as well as in the area of sanitary and phytosanitary measures. In March of this year, a new law on veterinary medicine and animal welfare was adopted, which envisages the introduction in Ukraine of world standards in the sphere of animal health and welfare. And in this law, take into account a big range of European Union standards to which we align our legislation. In terms of agricultural output, unfortunately, we saw a decline by 4.7% between January and April of this year compared to the corresponding period of last year. Of course, the key impact for this was connected to coronavirus. At the same time, Ukraine is one of the few countries which, despite the challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic, has almost fully ensured the fulfillment of its obligations, thus confirming the status of reliable and predictable partner and leading player in international agricultural trade. I would like to stress that for Ukraine, it is especially important to ensure that we provide no obstacle to export of our agricultural products to the states and nations which really demand our products. Forecasts for future harvest allow us to look to the future with confidence. We expect almost record harvest this year. And in conclusion, the Ukrainian side reaffirms its support for all the progressive initiatives of FAO and its readiness to join in the implementation of these initiatives. Remember that we are all shaping global food systems and therefore the collective efforts of all countries to achieve food security, well-being and progress and sustainable development are important. Thank you for your time and thank you for organizing this really successful event. Thank you.